This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. FFAW President Dwan Street says discussions have been underway with government about support, but says the fishery will be the most heavily impacted in this province affected by these tariffs.
Last year, 96% of our snow crab was exported into the United States. And, I think as much as we want to preach buy local, I don't think that there's the buying power in Newfoundland and Labrador or in Canada to absorb that volume. It's such a niche product. And as Mr. Loder said, the product type that we produce here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We represent 14 to 15,000 workers in rural Newfoundland and Labrador. And the majority of those are fish harvesters and fish processing plant workers. Those are significant job losses if the fishery is at risk. And these are good seasonal rural jobs. The fishery is the lifeblood of rural Newfoundland and Labrador.
ASP President Jeff Loder says crab is stored in cold storage when it gets to the U.S., and processors have to pay duty until it is bought by larger entities.
But if you look at this year and the situation we're in, the risk equation of trying to determine a proper shore price, how we account for tariffs, where the market may go, the differences in how snow crab enters the U.S. market, for example. Some is sold in sort of a traditional trade way where an importer from the United States purchases it from Newfoundland. In those scenarios, you would expect that the importer would assume some of the 25% tariff. But in most situations, it's brought into the United States, put in cold storage, and sold from there, which means we are the importer. So this is a very complicated issue. We've had a lot of conversations with ASP and FFAW, and there's no easy solution.
The snow crab fishery is due to start next month. That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.